Of all of the 613 mitzvahs given to the Jewish people, the only one given to Avraham Avinu is the mitzvah of Milah. In the second sicha of Lakutei Sichas Chelek Gimel for Parshas Lech Lecha, the Rebbe suggests that the fact that Milah is the one mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu indicates that Milah is a kloliistic mitzvah, that Milah has some general lesson to teach us about all mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says we can see this in two ways. The first, says the Rebbe, is based on what the Rambam tells us in Mor Nevuchim Chelek Gimel about Milah. There, the Rambam explains that Milah, the act of circumcision, is meant to weaken our taivas. It's meant to weaken the faculty of lust. And the Rebbe says this might be a symbol for all mitzvahs, that all mitzvahs are meant to remove us from lusting after this world, to remove us from being people who think that this world and its joys are primary, and instead to live for a higher purpose which transcends the world and elevates the world. So that's a general insight we learn from the mitzvah Milah about all mitzvahs. But the Rebbe says we can also explore the details of Milah a little bit more deeply and thereby understand something about all mitzvahs. So Rebbe starts with a lumdish distinction, a seemingly academic distinction between three facets of Milah. The first, is the Rebbe, is the pe'ulas ha-milah, is the act of Milah, the act of removing the foreskin. The second is the chalois shem mohu, the inherence of the status of circumcised, that once a person has a Milah, they are considered mohu. Circumcised. And the third is the chalais shem in the oriel, the inherence of the name or of the status of somebody who is not uncircumcised, somebody who does not have a foreskin. So on the face of it, says the Rebbe, this tripartite distinction between the maisa milah, the chalais shem milah, and the chalais shem in the oriel seems to be a very academic distinction. But, says the Rebbe, when you look at it more carefully, we see that this tripartite distinction actually has a nafka mina l'halacha, and it also has a nafka mina, it also has relevance in terms of a symbolic teaching with respect to Avodas Hashem, a symbolic teaching with respect to the way in which we're meant to serve Hashem. So in order to demonstrate this chakira has relevance halacha, the Rebbe shows that you can have the presence of two elements but not have the presence of the third, and the third is going to create a need to introduce the third lahalacha. The first example the Rebbe gives is somebody who is noilad mohol, somebody who is born without a foreskin. So in such a case, you have the presence of the chalois shem mohol and the chalois shem in the arel, but you do not have the presence of the maisa hamila. So in such a case, Shulchan Aruch tells us that in order to get the maisa hamila, in order to get the action of Milah, to introduce the action of Milah, you need to do a tafas tambrias, you need to extract a little bit of blood from the place the foreskin would have been. Next, as the Rebbe, let's imagine you have somebody who engaged in foreskin restoration, a moshach harlase, somebody who tried to draw forth their foreskin. So such a person has the maisa mila, the maisa mila was done to a person, and they also have the status of the ene arel, because they do not in fact have an arla. But they're missing the status of mohul, of somebody who's circumcised, because they've tried to undo the appearance of circumcision. They've engaged in foreskin restoration, and the Rambam calls such a person a mefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu. So in order to be a part of the covenant again, they would need to undo the foreskin restoration. Finally, says the Rebbe, let's imagine you have somebody who was born with two arlas, who was born with two foreskins. So if you cut off one of the foreskins, then you get the maisa milah, and the person also has a status of a mohul, but they do not have the status of an arel, somebody without a foreskin, because they do have a foreskin present. So we see that this tripartite distinction does actually have an afkamina la'alacha. But now the Rebbe wants to take the further step of showing us this tripartite distinction between maisa milah, chalois shem mohul, and chalois shem ene arel, the act of milah, the inherence of the status of somebody who is considered circumcised, and the inherence of the status of somebody who is considered a person without a foreskin, that actually has a nafka mina, that has practical implications for our spiritual avodah, for our spiritual work. The Rebbe says that mohul, somebody who is circumcised, that symbolizes somebody who does work along the lines of doing good, the revelation of goodness of asei toiv, of doing good deeds, of learning Torah in their lives. The idea of enei arel, somebody who does not have a foreskin, that symbolizes somebody who stays away from doing evil. Chassidus explains the idea of milah as the idea of removing the veil of evil, removing that which blocks, that which occludes holiness within the world. So by removing the foreskin symbolizes removing evil, and revealing the milah symbolizes revealing good. But, says the Rebbe, we can't suffice with being a noilad mol. It could be that somebody is born in a state where they are naturally a good person. They naturally have proclivities to do nice things, to be a nice person, to engage in Torah study, and to better themselves and the people around them. And similarly, you could have somebody who's born as an Eni Arl, somebody who does not have the proclivity to do evil, does not have the proclivity to do bad things. Says the Rebbe, even here, symbolically, a person has to engage in the Maise Milo. A person has to engage in the active work of turning themselves into a better person and engage in the work of actively sublimating even the slightest parts of evil and the slightest parts of negativity that exists within themselves. So we see that this apparently love, this distinction is actually quite practical. A person should always strive to be a mohu. A person should always strive to be a circumcised individual, meaning a person whose life is suffused with goodness and acts of kindness, both with respect to themselves and with respect to influencing others. A person should strive to be an enei arel. A person should strive to be a person who is not caught in negativity, who is not caught in a place of occlusion of holiness. But you should never suffice with where you are. Wherever you are, no matter how good you are, and no matter how far you are from evil, a person should always be actively in the state of doing a maisa mila, always actively try to refine themselves on the path of good, and to further distance themselves from the path of evil, no matter how subtle that evil may be in their lives.